Hey, we got Walt Noah back with us on the show today from Black Duck Outfitters. Walt, how have you been doing? You staying busy?
Oh, it has been crazy this year. I have gone through 400 truckers, and that's just in training. It's
wow.
Unbelievable.
That's a lot of birds to have gone through, and we're kind of in crunch time. Wouldn't you call this crunch time? We're a month away from the season opening for upland bird hunting, and obviously waterfowl starts next month as well. It's time to really get serious about getting your dog back in shape and getting them back in the swing of things for birds, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you have a seasoned dog, and you know he's had two or three seasons under his belt, to come out and put some birds down once or twice, you're probably going to be fine. If you've got a young dog, you might want to come out three or four times, just get them more into the birds, into the gunfire, and now's the time to do it. You know, we've talked about this before, that probably my busiest day on the phone is the day after the opener when everybody's calling up saying, you know, my dog's not doing anything this year. Well, they didn't do anything with the dog prior to the season, so a little tune-up is really important.
And don't wait until season opens. Now is the time for two reasons. One, this is when you really need to get them tuned back in, get their nose working again, get them used to the gunfire, like you said, but also conditioning, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's warm right now, and it's going to be warm when we have the opener. I mean, September is warm, so get them out, get them running in this heat. The nice thing about out here is we're right next to the river, as you know, so if we do get a dog that gets a little hot, we just pop down to the river, put him in the river for 10, 15 minutes, and we're back at it again.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, let's talk a little bit about the birds, first of all, and dogs, and then maybe we can get into a little bit more conditioning work and some important things to consider. So what do you typically do with a dog that, let's start with a seasoned dog first. Dog that's had a couple seasons under their belt, they're good bird dogs, but you want to get them back in the swing of things. What do you typically put out for them, and how do you go about it?
Well, I use truckers. They move, but they don't move like pheasants. So I'll put three or four birds out. I'll use 80 acres, so they've got to work to find the birds, and that's what we want. You know, you're going to find that usually first part of the season, dogs tend to creep up on birds. Well, you can stop that now. Instead of waiting to the opener and all of a sudden you got a dog that's creeping on birds, you know, bust the first five or six birds. Let's not have that. Let's get that fixed now.
Well, Walt, one other thing I want to bring up, and then we'll get into the conditioning part in our next outdoor report. You have kennels, and you have personal attention that is given to the dog compared to some of the larger kennels. But something I would recommend, you know, you might have a dog that's a family dog as well, or you're going to go on vacation with the family at the end of the summer. Great idea. Bring them to you, let you board them, and actually train them to get them back into the swing of things for opening a season.
Yep, I've got two dogs right now. They went on vacation for 2 weeks. They dropped the dogs off. Every other day I'm putting birds in front of them. With both these dogs now, I've moved into grouse cover, and I'll put the truckers in the grouse cover. Really hard to hit them, just like it's hard to hit grouse this time of the year, but it's good for the dog. It gets them out of the field in the grouse cover.
Yeah. And give them your phone number in case they're interested in having you board their dog while they go on vacation and maybe even do a little training.
Absolutely. It's 906-399-0557.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. We'll continue with him and talk a little bit about getting your dog conditioned health-wise and ready for doing some work this bird season starting now. And we'll do that later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.